Hello, everybody. Welcome to Downward Lucha Libre, the only podcast out there that matters. I am your host, Todd Siliano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today, unlike last week, we are going to be bringing you a list.
A list of five.
Going back to our list here. That's enough to say what karaoke for me. Going back to our list here, we're here to discuss movies. I don't think we've ever actually talked about just straight up movies before.
Movies, everybody loves them. Some people hate them because there's a lot of stupid ones.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's always some good ones.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm looking up something to talk about on here, so fill the air real quick, Jesse.
Yes, we are going to talk about our 10 movies that everyone should see before they die,
and not necessarily even like the our favorite movies. At least mine isn't my favorite movies. It's just a list of movies I believe everyone should see before they fucking die.
Yes.
Originally, I was going to make this list about the 100 or 1001 movies to see before you die book, but since they don't actually have their movies ranked, it doesn't make sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare our list of the top 10 movies on Rotten Tomatoes, 100 movies of all time.
I have a feeling our list is not going to match up that well with theirs.
Nope. But their movies, it's movies with 40 or more critic reviews have to be eligible.
Let's just see if we've even seen any of them.
Coming in at number 10 is The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. However the fuck you say that. Yeah, it came out in 1920, has a overall score of 100%. And surprisingly enough, though, it is one of three movies on their 100 that has not been certified fresh, even though it has a score of 100%.
Oh.
I don't know how their certified fresh thing works, but yeah. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
Come and get number
Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
No. Hold on. I gotta say something.
Okay.
Now, is that movie like a silent movie too?
I'm not sure.
When you say it was 1920?
Yeah, 1920.
It has to be like a silent movie. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, but like those movies are probably good, but I really think people just hold them up so high just because they were like, they're so damn old.
To tell you how this list is, out of the top 20, I've seen 4 of the movies.
Oh yeah.
Out of the top 10.
And I guarantee you there's a lot of movies from the 20s and 30s that we've never even heard of.
Out of the top 10, I've seen 2. Coming in at number 9, coming out in 1927, has an overall score of 99%, certified fresh as Metropolis.
I think I've heard of it. Maybe. I've never seen it.
Coming in at number 8 is a movie I wanted to see. Still plan on seeing it. Overall score of 99%, has a certified fresh rating, came out in 2015, is Selma.
I've never heard of it. What is that? I might have. What is that movie?
It's a Martin Luther King movie.
Oh, it's the Martin Luther King movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I've kind of heard of that, but
this movie is one that I am kind of ashamed to admit that I've never actually seen. Coming out in 1972 is the 99% overall rating. Certified fresh is The Godfather.
I've never seen it all the way. I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen the whole thing.
Never seen it. Coming in at number 6... 1936 movie, certified fresh, 100% rating, is Modern Times. Never heard of it.
This list is a movie hipsters, man. They're just going back and raking all these old-ass movies that nobody's ever seen.
Coming in at number 5 is a movie I've seen plenty of times. It's The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, with a certified rating of 99%, makes them certified fresh. 1964.
Certified fresh. That's what I dream of being.
And that's the top 5 right here. So coming in at number 4 is The Third Man. Certified fresh with a 100% overall rating.
The Third Man.
The Third Man came out in 1949.
No, The Third Man came out in like 1995. 96. Or 96.
But yeah, I mean, that's The Third Man.
No, that's not The Third Man at all.
Number 3, this movie came out in 1950. 100% overall rating. Makes it certified fresh. All About Eve. Not Deliver Us From Evil, but All About Eve. Number 2. Coming in at number 2, 100% rating, certified fresh, blah, 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 blah. Came out in 1941, Citizen Kane. Another movie I have never seen. I've heard great things, never seen it.
Yep.
And the number 1 movie overall, with a 99% rating, certified fresh, I have seen it plenty of times. Came out in 1939, The Wizard of Oz. Finally one you can say you've seen.
Is that the one with the dead guy hanging in the background?
Yes, but he wasn't dead.
Oh, he was just hanging in the background dead. Yes. So he was dying in the background.
But yeah, those were the top 10 list of theirs, and those are the movies that they would say, you need to check this out. And these are the movies that we're going to say, you need to check this out.
Do you get honorable mentions?
No, but I can think of some if you want to.
I got a couple, and my honorable mentions are so funny compared to all those movies.
If you want to go first, I can think of my honorable mentions. Yeah, you can.
I can go first. All right, everybody, these are my HMs. And by HMs, I do not mean Pokemon moves. I mean honorable mentions of movies that you should see before you die. This is fucking off to a great start.
Yep.
All right. I have a few honorable mentions here. The original Friday the 13th. That's a great movie that everybody should go see. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen it. If you haven't, then the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody should like the first one or see the first one. It's the best one. I don't think it's the best one, but a lot of other people do, so watch it. Knocked Up. I really like Knocked Up. That's one of my favorite movies. And I think everybody should really watch it.
I've got my two on it.
It has an actress that I really like, but apparently is a really big bitch in real life.
Katherine Heigl. Do you like her because you think she's attractive? Do you like her because she's a good actress? Or do you like her because she was in the Chucky movie?
I think I like her because she was in the Chucky movie. I never even knew she was in the Chucky movie until I watched the Chucky movie like a couple of months ago. She was in the show called Roswell that I like. That's why I like her.
Oh.
Yes. It's about aliens that come to Earth and live amongst teenagers.
Well, I'd be damned.
It's Twilight of the 90s. But it was a TV show on WWGN or something.
WWGN.
WWGN.
Right. Top 10.
Hold on, I'm just going to run through my honorable mention real fast. Cloverfield, best monster movie ever made, ever.
Have honorable If you have four honorable mentions, I think you should just say this is my top 15.
Oh, I could have did that. The original Leprechaun movie. Everybody watches the Leprechaun movie.
Honorable mention.
Everybody watches the Leprechaun movies and things. So if you go back and watch the original one, it's really good. Beverly Hills Cop 3. Beverly Hills Cop 3. I don't really like the first two, but the third one, they go to Wally World. It's fucking awesome. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Hey, fucking do. Don't act like you don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
God damn, what the
fuck was that?
You knocked my wife's stuff over.
Oh,
I didn't
shit.
Have so many fucking
she don't listen.
Mentions.
Because, man, there's a lot of movies that I wanted to put on my list, but I just couldn't let these out without talking about them, just for even a second or mentioning them. The last two is Boys in the Hood. Everybody should go see Boys in the Hood.
That's where I should go see it.
Yes, you can go see that at your local Black Lodge cinema.
Actually, not right now. They're closed right now. They're remodeling.
I wanted to go and hit the wall and stuff, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
And the last one is Clueless.
Clueless?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I almost put that on my list of 10 movies you should see.
Oh, you're just going to bump it onto your list that you should see it, huh?
No, I said I almost did.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to.
No.
That's the original, or not really the original, but that is the best 90s high school teenage movie.
That movie is what made me have a gigantic crush on Alicia Silverstone.
Yes. All right, now.
She was quite bonerific in my early days.
All right. Are we ready for my top 10 list now?
I guess.
All right. Number 10 on my list is a movie that comes from a franchise that I really do not like, but I will not hate on the first one because the first one is a fucking amazing. That is Saw. I don't like the franchise, but the original Saw is amazing. And, yes. You should watch it because the ending's amazing and you'll never see it coming.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is number 10 for Jesse Saw compared to The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
All right. Number 9 on my list is the best tornado movie ever, Twister.
Twister?
Are you scared of tornadoes?
Oh, I mean, I'm not like scared. All right, let's look at this. All right. The critic score for Saw is 48%, giving it a rotten rating.
Oh, man, that's bullshit. Saw's awesome.
Look at Twister.
Twister's got to be up there.
57% with a rotten rating.
That's Helen Hunt and Bill Pullman's finest work right there, man.
Okay, what's your...
I'm not really a freaked out and scared of tornadoes, but we do live in the South where tornadoes are much more prevalent than they are in the West Coast.
Like 10 years ago, they used to play that movie on TBS and TNT at least 3 times a week.
Yes, and I miss them doing that. Number 8 on my list is the original Paranormal Activity. Okay. Everybody should go see that.
Yeah, go see it, everybody.
You can go see that at your local Halloween movie marathon.
Congratulations. That movie is certified fresh.
What's that mean?
Everyone liked that. It has an overall score of 83%, but it's been certified fresh.
What? That's good. Number 7 on my list, and the last horror movie on my list, because I really could have put nothing but horror movies on here, but I try not to do that.
Yeah.
But the last horror movie, and number 7 on my list, is Scream 1.
No one calls it Scream 1.
I know, but I just wanted to make it clear which Scream it was.
Do you think, like, that's certified fresh also with a approval rating of 78%. But how do you think movies would be if it was called something 1? Like, would you have gone in thinking you knew what was going to happen if the movie was called Titanic 1?
Did you hear about that movie that they made called Titanic 2?
Yeah, Billy Zane was in it.
They tried to pass it off like it was an actual sequel yeah. to the Titanic movie, but it's not at all.
Yeah,
they did it to trick people just to see it. What a bunch of assholes!
The movie was about they were rebuilding the Titanic, putting it out on the sea, and it was going to get an iceberg was going to hit it again.
What the fuck? This sounds like a great movie that we need to see.
They're like, let's just do the same movie again.
Can we do a review of this movie?
I would love to. I would love to watch it and review it.
But yeah, man. For the most part, 90s horror movies sucked, except for Scream.
There was a time where, like...
And I Know What You Did Last Summer.
There were, like, a bunch of teen horror movies. Like, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Valentine, yeah, and Urban Legend.
And Scream is the one that started it all.
They brought back the slasher genre.
Yes. So, shout out to Scream.
It came out December 20th, 1996. Yes. Jesus.
All right. Number 6 on my list is a movie called Airborne. Do you have any idea what this movie is?
No.
I'll give you a brief summary of it. It is about a surfer that has to go to Cincinnati for the school year because his parents are off on a something. I forgot why. But he has to go to Cincinnati, and he hates it there. But it has a lot of famous people in it, and you would probably like it, honestly. It has Jack Black and that little redheaded kid.
Oh, that little redhead kid.
What's
huh?
that damn little redheaded dude's name? He was on Can't Hardly Wait. And
Chucky Finster?
No, not him. And that other movie, the fucking Without a Paddle movie.
Oh,
I always get him confused. I always get him confused with Jamie Kennedy for some reason. But yeah, man, it's a fucking awesome movie. And then when he gets to Cincinnati, he remembers that he left his rollerblades back in California, and about a quarter of a way through the movie, he gets his rollerblades in the mail.
Oh, thank God.
And all kinds of goodness.
That movie, by the way, has a 29% rating for certified rotten.
That's a good movie. Number 5 is one of my favorite movies. Is a movie called Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes. It is a skydiving movie. Have you heard of that?
No.
Then I guess you haven't seen it then, huh?
No. 35% for a rating.
It's a good movie, man. It used to make me want to go skydiving when I was young.
Listen to the synopsis. Okay. It's raining cops and robbers in this thrilling action movie. Pete Nessup is a U.S. Marshal. With his brother, he is to guard a drug cartel informant on a 747, excuse me. Terrorists suddenly appear and attempt to hijack the flight. Pete's brother dies in a scuffle.
It's very sad. He gets sucked out of the airplane.
This seems like it was written by a 4-year-old. Pete's brother dies in a scuffle. A bomb goes off and the terrorists leap from the plane with the informant. Yeah. They do not appear to be wearing parachutes. Later, Pete's brother is considered responsible for the blast. Pete protests and is suspended by the FBI pending investigation. Pete then goes undercover to find the hijackers, but before he can, he must become part of the skydiving subculture. He enlists the aid of beautiful Jesse Crossman,
convict
and skydiving pro.
It's a great movie. There's even more better stuff in
that
it.
Sounds
than that.
Terrible.
Gary Busey is in it.
The best.
He's one of the hijackers. So Gary, just
best
so you
movie
know.
Gary Busey ever did was not Lethal Weapon. It was Point Blank.
Oh, it was Drop Zone, baby. All right. Number four on my list that everybody should see these movies before they die is the best Christian Slater movie of all time, Gleaming the Cube.
Gleaming the Cube. You've talked about this movie so fucking much.
I know, man. It is the best movie about skateboarding ever, man.
Better than Grind?
No, it's better than Grind. Grind is not nothing compared to Gleaming the Cube.
All right, let's check
I bet
out.
Gleaming the Cube has a good rating on it somewhat. I hope it does.
It has a rating of 29%.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Rotten.
That's bullshit. That movie's amazing. And it makes me want to be a skateboarder in the 80s.
This is the first line of the synopsis. Gleaming the Cube does for skateboarding what Over the Top did for arm wrestling, i.e. not a hell of a lot.
That's fucked up. Rodney Mullen's in that movie as a stunt double for what's his name?
Listen, the movie came out January 13th, 1989.
And Tony Hawk's a pizza delivery dude.
The DVD released June 1st, 1999.
That was a damn hard DVD to find. All right, number three on my list. This is where it picks up a little bit, and I'm sure it will get a much more better ratings. Number three on my list of movies everybody should see ever is Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
The ultimate summertime smoke weed party movie.
I concur.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, I don't know how you haven't seen it, but yeah, you should go see it.
This movie came out in 1993, ladies and gentlemen, 22 years old. It has a rating of 94%, and it's certified fresh.
That's right. You damn right it's certified fresh. Because it's fucking awesome.
Were you at your top two now?
Yes. Number two on my list of all-time movies you should see before you die. It's Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Yes.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was incredibly hot in that movie.
That's the only time I've ever thought she was attractive ever was in that movie.
Even though she wanted to fuck her brother.
Yes. It's very strange.
Movie has a rating of 49% to be rotten.
Now that I don't buy that, man. That's messed up. I thought that would be pretty high up there
myself.
That's
the critic score. The user score.
Yeah, I bet
81%.
The user score is high. These damn critics, man. Them and their movie snob motherfuckers. But yeah, it's a terribly sad movie. It was really good. And it spawned two sequels that were okay. You would probably hate them if you weren't a complete Cruel Intentions mark.
What is your number one?
And my number one movie on my list is Independence Day with Will Smith and some other people.
Let's keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that number one on Rotten Tomatoes was The Wizard of Oz, and Chester's number one is
Independence Day.
Independence Day, which is your only third movie that has been that is not rotten.
Oh, not bad, not bad.
60% critic score.
Not bad, not bad. They're finally making two sequels for Independence Day, but Will Smith is not going to be in either one of them, and it's kind of a drag.
That's all right.
But yeah, that's my top 10 list, and once again, my top 10 list is Saw at number 10, Twister at number 9, Paranormal Activity at 8, Scream at 7, Airborne at 6, Drop Zone at 5, Gleaming the Cube at 4, Dazed and Confused at 3, Cruel Intentions at 2, and my number one movie you should see before you die is Independence Day.
Okay, well, let's get into my honorable mentions. My first of two honorable mentions, not 7, 8, 9, or however fuck many you had, is... You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's fucking hear it, baby.
You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Is it Choices?
Nope, it's not fucking Choices.
Is it Baller Blocking?
No.
Or Baller Blockers?
I almost did put Baller Blocking on my list, though.
Oh, how can you put Baller Blocking on there and not Choices?
I've seen Baller Blocking a lot more than Choices.
Is it The Cleanup Man?
No, it's not. It's Clerks.
Clerks.
Clerks. Kevin Smith's first movie he ever did. It was 1994. Came out 21 years ago. Black and white film. He filmed it in New Jersey on a really, really small budget. And that started a line of great movies in the Viewers' universe. And that is just an overall classic movie, in my opinion.
I don't like that movie, but I don't think it's because of how... I don't think it's because the movie's good. I just like the fact how they went about making that movie and, like, what they had to do it.
Yeah.
Because they did that with, like, without having much.
And you want to talk about classics. Now, this is a movie everyone should see before they die.
You want to talk about classics, buddy.
I mean, we're talking about classics. You want to talk about classics? This is the Citizen Kane of movies.
is that a Goofy movie?
No, it's not a Goofy movie.
Oh, fuck. Why did I not put a Goofy movie on there?
This movie...
I want to redo this list with nothing but cartoons.
This movie came out September 20th, 1992. Has a critic score of 15%. It is The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, man. That's a good movie right there,
boy. Great fucking movie. The critic score 15%, user score 65%, because the users are smarter than the critics.
Yes, they are. The critics are a bunch of movie snobby
bastards.
Starring
Emilio Estevez. It's the best movie in the franchise, in my opinion, because the third one sucked and the second one was eh.
To wrap things around to my list, did you know or do you remember that the main kid in the Mighty Ducks movie, I forgot what his name was, but you know what I'm talking about? The main kid?
Joshua Jackson, Charlie Conroy.
I guess. I don't know his real name. But he plays a gay man on Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, I know. I'm not stupid.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Coming in at number 10 on my list, because that's all my honorable mentions, is a classic of all classics. This is a movie that everyone should see before they die.
Beyond the Mat.
Not Beyond the Mat.
No. Beyond the Mat should have been an honorable mention.
It has an approval rating of 97%, critic score, user score 74. That's weird. Certified fresh by the critics and theaters, November 5th, 2004. It is The Incredibles.
I saw that movie in theaters.
That's a great fucking movie, and they're making a sequel for it. It's coming out next year, I believe. It is a fantastic fucking movie. Coming in at number 9 on my list, this movie came out in 1978, has a certified fresh rating of 94%. It is Halloween.
Woo, Halloween. I debated putting that on my list or not.
This is, I believe, let me look. Yes, this is the only horror movie on my list, and it's on there for a reason. It's a great, great fucking movie. It's the best one in the whole series, in my opinion.
It really is, and honestly, it's only half a movie.
Yeah.
You really got to watch part two for, like, the entire movie. Like, Halloween should have been, like, 4 hours long.
Yeah. And coming in at number 8 on my list, this movie came out in 1995, April 26th, 1995 to be precise. 77% approval rating, 91% by the users. Is this cinematic classic starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker?
Oh, why did I not think of that? I completely forgot about that movie.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
I always make lists, and then you say something, and it makes me mad. But, man, Friday is fucking amazing.
It is probably one of the greatest movies ever made.
Ever.
Ever. Fucking ever.
How is that not on the top 10 list?
I saw Next Friday in theaters with Tommy.
That's
weird.
That's pretty weird.
And I love the movie. I really wish they can do Last Friday like they want to. But I think he said he'll only do it if, like, everyone signs on for it, including Chris Tucker, so that means the movie's not happening.
Yeah, Chris Tucker's a little bitch.
Coming in at number 7 on my wonderful list here is a Tim Burton classic. Came out in 1988. Has an 81% approval rating. Beetlejuice.
That barely missed my list. I had that wrote down in movies I should put on my list, but it barely got knocked off.
Beetlejuice is a great, great movie starring Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Jeffrey Jones, Catherine O'Hara, and Winona Ryder.
I love Winona Ryder in that movie.
I think everyone does.
I think so, too.
She was the like kind of like gothic queen when she did that movie. And then the Addams Family came out, Christina Ricci did the movie, and I was like, oh shit, she's better. But Beetlejuice is a fantastic movie. If you've never seen the movie, do yourself a favor, fucking go and see the goddamn movie.
Yes.
Go and see.
I think, I don't know if they're making a part two or they're remaking it. Is it part two or a remake?
Part two.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And coming in at number 6 on my list is a fantastic movie. Let me look up these scores, because it's a lot better when I can look up what the critics think of my movies. Has a critic score of 56% to be certified rotten.
Oh.
As a Wes Anderson classic starring Bill Murray and Owen Wilson. And Kate Blanchett and Willem Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum, pretty much the entire Wes Anderson entourage, is The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. My favorite Wes Anderson movie. Have you ever seen the movie?
Uh-uh.
It is a great movie. It's a hilarious Bill Murray movie. It's really fucking funny. I think it's Wes Anderson's best work he's ever done. Everyone right now is high up on Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a great movie in itself, but I think Life Aquatic is a much, much better movie. But 56%, that fucking surprises the shit out of me. Coming in at number 5, we already talked about it, is Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
I can't remember what you said it was on your list, but on
my, fucking awesome.
But on mine, it's number 5. Coming in at number 4 on my list has an overall score of 99%. The only movie in the franchise to not get a score of 100%. This movie came out June 18, 2010, and it is Toy Story 3. Which is a great goddamn movie, man.
Yeah, man. Toy Story 3, it's a sad one, man. It's a tearjerker.
It is. I saw the midnight release of the movie. It was me, Sarah, and a bunch of adults. And there was not a dry eye in the building when they started holding hands, going to their fiery death.
They're making a part 4 of that movie, or not the movie, but of the franchise, and the details coming out are very strange, very strange.
Yes, they are. This next movie, ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number 3, is another cinematic classic starring Ice Cube. I just realized that. Has an overall score of 96%. Came out July 12th, 1991. This movie was also certified fresh as Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
John Singleton directed this movie.
Another very sad movie.
Yeah, I didn't even really realize that this was another movie with Ice Cube and Nia Long. Until I just remembered that Ice Cube was in the damn movie. But if you've never seen this movie, do yourself a favor, fucking watch it. It's not your typical, like, it's not a movie that you would think, like, watch me like, oh, it's gonna be fucking stupid. Like, if you're a racist, the movie's good, even if you're racist.
Man, speaking of racist stuff, why did I not put American History X?
I don't know, that is a good movie.
Fuck. Everybody go watch that. American History X. You know, don't watch any of these movies we're talking about.
You know what I can't remember if it's the original or just an alternate ending that they filmed for American History X was?
Oh, I think I do know.
The ending was supposed to be, well, they filmed it and they ended up not releasing it. Edward Norton's character was in front of the bathroom, like, mirror, and you saw hair falling down. And he looked up and he, like, rubbed his head and he was shaved bald again.
Oh, man.
Like, that movie, I think it ended on a great way, but if it would have ended like that, I think people would have been like, oh, no.
I think people would have jumped up and started clapping and cheering, depending on where you were and who was watching said movie.
Coming in at number 2 on my list is a movie starring Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Came out in 2001. Is that overall score 72%. It is Training Day. Great, 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 great goddamn movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
That was the first movie I ever saw where you got to see Ava Mendez's boobies. She is quite attractive. It also stars Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg for some reason. Snoop Dogg plays a paraplegic drug addict / dealer who gets choked and gagged with a pen.
That's nice.
It's a great movie, though. If you've never seen it, do yourself a favor. Fucking watch that movie. Go rent it at Redbox. I doubt it's on Redbox.
Gosh, I don't think you can get it on Redbox. You can rent it on YouTube.
Yeah, do
something. I'm pretty sure you can rent it on YouTube.
On Amazon Prime or something. Just fucking watch it.
How's that not on Netflix?
I think it used to be. I'm going to get it. Number 1 on my list is this. Movie came out 2008. Is a cinematic classic, in my opinion. Obviously, because it's number 1. Has a rating of 94% with a certified fresh. The Dark Knight.
Dark fucking Knight, man.
It is not my favorite of the trilogy. My favorite is Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Rises. But it is my, I think overall it's probably the best one, which I know that doesn't make sense. Can you say it's the best one, but it's not your favorite? It's simple. It doesn't have to be the best for it to be your favorite.
No, that's very true.
But Dark Knight Rises is my favorite one because I love Tom Hardy's portrayal of Bane, and I thought Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it was cool. I just liked the whole fucking movie. That's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about Dark Knight, which I don't know if the movie was great or if it was great because of the hype around the fact that Heath Ledger had passed away. But the movie was... I love the movie. I took it was me, Alan, Cody, Jeremy, maybe JR, I can't remember. We went to see I Am Legend in theaters in December 2007, just so I could watch a trailer for The Dark Knight. And to this day, Cody brings up the fact that he's never heard of a person going to see a movie just to see a trailer, but that's what I did.
I think I would do it if there was a movie I wanted to see bad enough.
I mean, but this was before, like, this was before,
especially
like,
back then, I can see doing it. Yeah,
this was
it.
Before, like, I mean, obviously YouTube was around, but this was before YouTube was as big as it is now.
Yeah.
So, I remember watching trailers on Apple's movie website, and now I can just go on YouTube and see trailers. Like, it sucks going to a movie theater knowing how much I like to see trailers and knowing, oh, I already seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my list, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in at number 10 is The Incredibles. Number 9, Halloween. Number 8, Friday. Number 7, Beetlejuice. Number 6, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Number 5, Dazed and Confused. Number 4, Toy Story 3. Number 3, Boys in the Hood. Number 2, Training Day. Number 1, The Dark Knight. With honorable mention being Clerks and The Mighty Ducks.
Man, those, we made some badass movies, man. You would not go wrong watching any of them.
Well, I mean, according to the critics, you go wrong watching a lot of your movies.
Well, that don't mean anything. They're all a bunch of assholes anyway.
So, if you still haven't subscribed to us on YouTube, go for it. We have interesting shows that are on there. We have Car Talk with Jesse and Todd. You've got...
Where we do not talk about cars.
You've got C6 Says... Where he gives his controversial opinion about things. You have Downward Lucha Libre. I can't remember what it's called. Throwback. No, Condensed. Where it's condensed episodes for visual aids, which those will not be coming out as frequent as they were before, which is just every 2 weeks because I got a new computer and I still have to figure out everything with it. So the next one may be uploaded tomorrow. It may be uploaded a week from now. But those may either become a monthly thing or an every other month thing, but hopefully we can get it up and going. So yeah, for Downward Lucha Libre, I am Todd Suliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews.
We will see you kids later.
And go Grizz.
Go Grizz.